Yankee Doodle Dandy. Independence Day edition of Rosie on the House. Jennifer's taking us through the folds of the flag when you're retiring a flag or putting the flag away. 13 folds. We know what the first three folds represent. What do the next three represent?
Next three would be the fourth fold represents our weaker nature. And for as American citizens trusting, it is... For as American citizens trusting, it is to him we turn in times of peace as well as in the time of war for his divine guidance. Number five is to hold a tribute to our country, just the uniqueness and the specialness of our country. And if you didn't hear the 7 o'clock hour, you could listen in on that to kind of revive that love of our country and where we really came from, our roots. And then the seventh fold is a tribute to our armed forces. For it is through the armed forces that we protect our country and our flag against all her enemies.
Very good. 13 folds in all. We'll cover them as we move through the program this morning. We're talking about keeping your home safe when you're getting ready to go on vacation. But we're also taking your calls. And we've got Susan on hold with an open line if you'd like to jump in and talk about anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin. Maintenance, repair, home improvement. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Susan. How can we help you this morning?
Good morning, Rosie. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I have a property that has been a little bit ignored for the last couple of years, and I am suspecting that I've got some type of damage from overgrown cat's claw. And I'm wondering, would I first hire someone to inspect the area? And I'm talking about the roof in particular. Or do I hire someone to remove it? Or how would I go about that? Because I know that it has grown onto the roof. And I also am wondering if the tubers, is that potential damage to the foundation?
Well, a cat claw, as aggressive as they seem, probably can't do much to hurt your concrete foundation. They can get into small cracks in the stucco of a home and kind of start growing and expand that crack and cause a problem. What kind of roof do you have?
It's a clay tile roof.
Clay tile roof. Well, it probably can't hurt a clay tile roof very much at all. So if you'd like, you could take a picture of it and just send it to us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. We could take a look at it. But cat claw, it is going to be tenacious, and it's going to be a little bit tough to remove. But once you have it removed and cut off at the ground, I have to tell you, it's very hard to kill. The root system are little bulbs that grow up below the ground, and you have to excavate an area. If you have one cat claw vine going in next to the foundation of your home that's about the diameter of your thumb, you're going to have to dig a hole about 3 feet in diameter because the root system is that pervasive, and you've got to remove all those little white little bubble balls that are actually a part of the root system and get all of that out of there. And then generally speaking, Susan, a painter can probably get there and make the repairs to the stucco and the foundation, and you'll be in good shape from that point forward. What part of the valley are you in?
The Northwest Valley.
Yeah.
Northwest Phoenix.
Well, out in the Northwest, we've got Dave's Adobe Painting Services, Aaron Rimming. His number is 602-625-6256.
Okay, so it's not as bad as I thought then.
No. Cat claw, you know, other than getting into the cracks of the stucco, getting in between the stucco and the window, getting in between the door jamb and the stucco, and getting there and causing those kinds of problems, really doesn't generally cause structural damage.
Okay. Well, that's a really...
So
thank
you, don't,
you so much.
So you don't have to call a foundation repair specialist. You just have to call a painter. That's good for you.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you, Rosie.
All right, thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it.
We talked earlier about coating. For a caller was asking about white versus silver.
Right.
And we actually have a gentleman, James David, sent us an email with pictures of before and after he used the Henry EnviroWhite product.
Yeah.
On a exterior structure.
Yeah.
With a metal roof. So it was a little, lawnmower shed or something.
Yeah.
And he has one of those electronic heat guns like you like much.
Yeah.
So on top, in direct sunlight, when he put that gun on it, it was 145 degrees, the metal itself. That'd burn your hand, Shad.
Oh, yeah, that would.
After the paint, it was 113 degrees.
Okay.
So it dropped at a total temperature of 32 degrees.
Yeah. Yeah. So
We don't have a silver to compare that to, but you were talking white, and there's a pretty interesting real-time example for us. Thanks for tuning in, James, and sending us your results.
And then we had another question. Can I stick styrofoam on the inside of my overhead garage door and will it cool off the garage? No, it won't cool off the garage, but it will reduce the heat. But I don't think we can get it to the point where it's cool.
Right.